So it says, for the fruit of the light consists in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. And find out what pleases the Lord. Have nothing to do with the fruitless deeds of darkness, but rather expose them. It's shameful to mention what the disobedient do in secret. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible, and everything that is illuminated becomes a light. This is why it is said, the scripture goes on to say, wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Be careful then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise. And verses 7 and 8 of today's passage warned us. These verses warn us not to partner with the darkness. It says, therefore, don't be partners with them. For you were once darkness, but now you're light in the Lord. Live again as children of light. So what does our choice to live in the light looks like? The following verses give us the answer. Verses 2-4 of today's passage. Follow God's example. Therefore, as dearly loved children, and live a life of love. What is it that I emphasize again and again and again and again, and I will till the day I die? Love. Love, loving God and loving one another. So follow God's example, therefore, as dearly loved children, and live a life of love. Just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. But among you, there must not even be a hint of sexual immorality, or of any kind of impurity, or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. Nor should there be obscenity, people who think swearing is not a big deal, foolish talk, or coarse joking. Red, they call them red jokes, red color jokes, off color jokes, what do they call them? Coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather, this is what it looks like, thanksgiving. Doing that shows us what kind of choice we have made. So see, people are always watching the choices that we make. And so this passage encourages us to follow God's example. If you are the same one everywhere you go, you don't need to worry about changing. Follow God's example. Live a life of love, just as Christ loved us. There should not be among us a hint of sexual immorality or any kind of impurity or greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. Nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk, coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather replace it with thanksgiving. Listen up. The choices that we make matter to God. They matter. Living in the light is a choice that we make. And the choice that we make shows who we want to please the most. Our friends, ourselves, the world, or God. Sometimes we make choices because we want to fit in, or we want to be loved. The call of God is to live in the light, and that choice is a radical choice. And it's a choice that the world will always criticize and put you down for. always. But God knows that the choice to live in the light is about becoming who we truly are. We are the children of light, so we choose to live in the light so we can become all that we are. It has to do with growing. It's connected to what I preached about last week. When we live in the light, we grow. God knows. Remember this, that the choice to live in the light is about becoming who we truly are, the children of light. This is what living in the light looks like. Verses 18 through 20. Instead, be filled. You see that word filled? It doesn't say take 20% of the Holy Spirit. Be content with 10%. It says instead be filled with the Spirit. How much of the Spirit do you want? How much of the Spirit do you take? 80%? Be filled. With the Spirit. And then it goes on to say, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit. Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord. When? Only when things are going well? No. It says, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything. That's radical. For everything? For everything. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. What do you think about that? That radical call to live in this way. To be willing to be criticized, mocked, alienated, isolated by the world. Jesus is radical. Didn't he say, those who are not with me are against me? We can't say, well, I want a little bit of light, but I kind of like this dark spot, this dark corner. It's one or the other. But in order to live in this way, to live in the light, we need two things. We need faith to believe that we truly are the children of God. That we don't become the children of God by doing these things, but we live like the children of God by doing these things. We don't become, we already are. So we become more of that which we already are, which is the children of God. So we need faith, and the other thing we need is determination. We cannot be flipping back and forth. We need determination. An athlete becomes consumed by the sport they play. And the ones that are really, really good, they practice and practice and practice and practice. They breathe and eat and sleep and dream about that sport that they want to be good at, excel in. Why wouldn't we have that kind of determination to live in the light, to grow, to become that which we truly are? Why not? Why is it that they get to do it? To receive an earthly medal? We do it to receive a godly crown that never perishes. We do it to receive something that nobody will ever be able to take from us. Something really worth it. That's what I live for. Those are the things that I want. I don't want the earthly things. I don't want to be a champion of anything in this world. I want to be a champion for God. So to live in the light, we need faith and determination. We need faith to believe that we really are who God say we are. And we need the determination to please, to seek to please God, even when we fall short. We just get up again. That's determination. We don't give up because we fell 20, 30, 40, 200 times. We get up again and again. We seek to please God above ourselves, our friends, or the world. So help us, God. So help us, God. Let us pray. Father, help us to choose light always, instead of laying asleep among the dead. Help us to rise up from the dead, to come out of darkness, and to live in the light of your countenance. Help us, Father, to want to grow and to seek the light, doing right and not participating with the works of the darkness in any way, shape, or form. Holy Spirit, I pray that you will remind us every day that we are the children of light and that you call us to live as the children of light. Help us to live that way, we pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.